Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. Some very powerful things are happening this month that are greatly enhancing our ability to improve the quality of our lives. Saint Germain and the Legions of the Violet Flame are intensifying the fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection beyond anything humanity has ever experienced. At the same time, Mother Mary and her legions of light from the Temple of the Immaculate Heart are assisting each of our I Am presences to expand the threefold flame in our heart until it literally envelops our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. We've not experienced this expansion of light through our earthly bodies since our fall from grace eons ago. This is truly an unprecedented opportunity that is preparing all of us at an atomic cellular level to be able to withstand the influx of our new planetary cause of divine love, which will be secured in the physical plane of Earth, August 13th through the 16th, 2011. Today we're going to work with Saint Germain, Mother Mary, and their myriad legions of light, and we're going to assist every man, woman, and child on Earth to take full advantage of this unprecedented opportunity. This will be God victoriously accomplished through each person's I Am presence, even if he or she is not aware on a conscious level of the opportunity and the miracle that is occurring this month. As you listen to this broadcast today, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this online broadcast with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we will co-create a force field of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this blessed planet. It is important for each of us to remember the profound truth that we are one with all life. And in case you've forgotten, I'll remind you that you are not a fear-based, fragmented human ego. You are a magnificent child of God, and you are powerful beyond your knowing. The time for you to begin fulfilling your purpose and reason for being on Earth is now. As we lift up in consciousness, we will be able to clearly perceive the bigger picture of the divine plan that is unfolding day by day. Then we will be able to move through these seemingly tumultuous times with joyous expectation and hope instead of fear and dread. As we experience the sacred knowledge that is pouring forth from the realms of illumined truth, we will understand that the light of God is actually increasing on earth in unprecedented ways, day by day. Then we will know that humanity is in the midst of the greatest shift of consciousness we've ever experienced in the history of time. So as you listen to our program today and join with us, your hearts and your minds, as we experience the celestial messages and the guidance that is coming forth from the realms of truth, know that I don't want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it's true. Ask your I Am presence for guidance, and you will know in the deepest recesses of your heart if this information is truth for you and if it will assist you in fulfilling your facet of the divine plan. During this hour, we're going to work in the eternal moment of now. So that means that whether you're able to tune in with us live or you're listening to the radio program through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven into our force field of light. Your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold by your I Am presence and the company of heaven, which is working together now in perfect unison. I want to thank you for remembering who you are and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. know that the light of God is always victorious, and you are that light. So now, as we begin our special time together today, breathe in deeply and rhythmically. Inhaling, exhaling, inhaling, exhaling. Ask your I Am presence to unite your heart and your mind with the divine heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God. And ask that you be unified in consciousness with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. Now, as one collective divine presence, one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we invoke the most intensified frequencies of God's transfiguring divine love that humanity is capable of receiving at this moment. Continue breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically as this sacred fire from the heart of our Father, Mother, God expands and expands through the divinity in your heart. This transfiguring divine love is now flowing through your heart flame into the heart flame of every other person evolving on this planet. The power and might of God's transfiguring divine love is forming a grid of love around the earth. This grid of divine love actually spans the abyss from the densest frequencies of humanity's human miscreations that are causing all the pain and suffering on earth into the highest fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of love is the bridge to freedom, over which this sweet earth and all her life will ascend onto the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. So now, as we move our attention forward in the light, know that the past is gone, and the future doesn't exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. The intent of Mother Mary and Saint Germain's increased divine intervention this month is twofold. It is designed to prepare our bodies to withstand the influx of our new planetary cause of divine love, which will occur in August of this year. And it's also designed to help humanity transmute back into light the devastating effects of our fall from grace, which took place eons ago. These negative effects are being pushed to the surface now at a greatly accelerated pace. Our fall from grace corrupted the divine plan, and it catapulted the children of God and all life on this planet into a quagmire of pain and suffering that we have been wallowing through now for millennia. Finally, at long last, it is time for us to reverse those negative effects so that we can anchor a new planetary cause of divine love for all life evolving on this sweet earth. This global activity of light that is going to occur August 13th through the 16th and 2011 will involve the unified efforts of light workers around the world and the entire company of heaven. During that cosmic moment, our new planetary cause of divine love will be anchored into the physical world of form through the divinity in every person's heart flame. I want you to know that if you are adding to the light of the world in any way, shape, or form, which every single person on the planet is at one time or another. You are a light worker. Precious Heart, I'd like to briefly describe how this activity of light is going to unfold in August, because it truly involves you and me and every other person on this planet. Our Father, Mother, God, and the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth have sent forth a clarion call to all embodied light workers, and this includes you. We are being asked to gather within the portal of the most powerful fifth dimensional frequencies of God's transfiguring divine love on earth. Together we will form a mighty transformer through which the love of God will flow to secure our new planetary cause of divine love in the physical plane. This will be done on behalf of all humanity. We are in the midst of the greatest shift of consciousness ever to occur in the history of time. So when our new planetary cause of divine love is securely anchored in the physical world of form, the Company of Heaven has assured us that it will catapult all humanity into a new level of awareness. This shift of consciousness will intensify the unity consciousness that is now gently expanding through the hearts and minds of every person on earth. It will heal our belief in separation, which has perpetuated the pain and suffering we have experienced for eons of time as we floundered through the illusion of fear and duality. The end result of this activity of light will be the transformation of this earth into a planet of divine love, peace, abundance, and joy. In other words, heaven on earth. Our new planetary cause of divine love will reunite us with our own divinity, and it will heal our self-inflicted separation from our I Am presence and each other. Once our new planetary cause of divine love has been fully integrated into the conscious mind and the emotional feeling world of humanity, every soul will realize that we can no longer rely on our mental perceptions or our logical thinking alone. And each person will clearly understand that we must now reach into the wisdom of our hearts and tap into the divine potential that holds the vision of who we are and why we are on earth during this cosmic moment of Earth's transfiguration. Never has a planet that has fallen this far into the depths of fear and separation been given the opportunity to ascend in consciousness at such an accelerated pace. We are always the sum total of all of our experiences. So as we complete our shift of consciousness on Earth, we are going to bring all of our unique collective experiences with us into our next evolutionary school of learning. This means that our collective experiences will be recorded in the halls of knowledge and made available to every evolving soul throughout the whole of creation. Then the sons and daughters of God evolving throughout the universe will be able to learn and benefit from our experiences without ever having to delve into the depths of pain and suffering that the souls on earth have endured. For this reason, the entire universe is assisting us, and they are standing in readiness, rejoicing at the opportunity at hand. The beings of light are endeavoring to intervene in our lives through our I Am presence in alignment with our divine plans and the highest good of all concerned. All we have to do to receive that incredible gift of divine intervention is to offer ourselves as the open door and ask for that assistance. Knock and you shall receive. The door will be opened. It is critical that light workers from around the world be physically present for this facet of the divine plan that's going to be unfolding in August. Together, we will form a transformer that will magnetize our new planetary cause of divine love into the physical world of form. All of the light workers who have been prepared to serve in this wondrous way on behalf of humanity and all life on this sweet earth will know who they are through the inner promptings of their heart. So listen to your heart and trust your inner guidance. Your light is urgently needed. See if you are one that are to gather within the portal of the flame of transfiguring divine love, which pulsates in Tucson, Arizona, this August through the 13th through the 16th of 2011. Now, in addition to those who are inspired to be physically present in Tucson, there will be light workers who will join in consciousness from points of light around the world. These light workers will project the light flowing through their heart flame into the portal of light, where the light workers are gathered physically in Tucson, Arizona. Thus, our unified efforts will expand and expand 1,000 times 1,000-fold. Every light worker on the planet is going to be in his or her right and perfect place. No facet of the divine plan is any more important than another. What is important is that we respond to whatever our I Am presence is guiding us to do. We must trust and know that if we are being guided to be physically present within the portal of transfiguring divine love in Tucson, Arizona, then our I Am presence and the company of heaven will assist us in paving the way. This is true whether we will need assistance with time, with energy, or with money to accomplish this facet of our divine plan. The vehicle that will be used for this gathering of light workers will be the 25th Annual World Congress on Illumination. This event will take place August 13th through the 18th in 2011. During the 25th celebration of harmonic convergence, we will gather at the beautiful Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort in Tucson, Arizona. This exquisite resort exists within the heart of the portal of transfiguring divine love. All of the information that you will need to participate in this unprecedented opportunity is available on our website. All you have to do is go to our homepage and click on the box that says 25th Annual World Congress on Illumination, August 13th through the 18th, 2011. Our website is www.eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. eraofpeace.org. God bless you for your willingness to be the open door that will secure our planetary cause of transfiguring divine love in the physical plane of Earth. And so it is. Now let's continue with discussing the divine intervention that is being given to humanity by Saint Germain and Mother Mary this month of May. Let's begin by invoking the new frequencies of the violet flame that are bathing all life on Earth this month. As we invoke the violet flame of God's infinite perfection, know that light is infinitely more powerful than fear. And one light worker focusing effectively on the light can release enough positive energy to counteract the fragmented, fear-based, hate-filled thoughts and feelings of literally hundreds of thousands of people. In addition to that blessing, the beings of light have been given a cosmic dispensation by our Father, Mother, God, and they have been granted permission to amplify our unified efforts 1,000 times 1,000-fold. Consequently, the critical mass of heaven on earth is going to manifest much more quickly than it appears by looking at outer appearances. The following invocation is specifically designed to help awaken every recalcitrant soul, every soul that is resisting moving forward in the light. And it is also designed to amplify the violet flame through the heart of every neophyte and every awakened soul as we integrate new higher frequencies of divine love quickly and effortlessly through the cellular structures of our bodies. This opportunity is also designed to reinforce the vulnerable areas in the body of Mother Earth in order to avert potential cataclysms and earth changes. It is time for us to invoke light and the love of God to quickly transmute the surfacing negativity that is coming to the fore in this unprecedented purging process. As this force field of light is empowered each day through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, lightworkers around the world have the ability to be powerful instruments of God. The effect of this violet flame will be exponential, and the light of divine love and planetary healing will penetrate quickly into every person's conscious and subconscious mind, assisting them to move through the surfacing challenges and negativity in their lives. Now, let's join our hearts with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth, and the entire company of heaven, Saint Germain, and all of the legions of light associated with the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Allow these words to flow through your heart flame, knowing that you are one with the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth, invoking this light as one voice, one heartbeat, one breath, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love. I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the I Am presence of every person on earth. I am also one with my Father, Mother, God, the entire company of heaven, Saint Germain, and the legions of light of the violet flame. I am invoking the most intensified frequencies of God's violet flame of infinite perfection that the earth and humanity are capable of receiving this cosmic moment. Collectively, we open the stargates of our heart, and we are instantly the open door for the most powerful fifth-dimensional frequencies of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection that the earth has ever experienced. The violet flame is pulsating through our heart flames. It is blazing in, through, and around now all inharmonious actions, all of our lower human consciousness, and all of the obstructions of the light that are being pushed to the surface that have been created by any person, place, condition, or thing on this planet. Instantly, the violet flame is transmuting this discordant energy, cause, core, effect, record, and memory, restoring anything that has ever been placed in the pathway of life's perfection back into its original divine intention, its pure divine plan. Now, beloved Violet Fire Angels, traverse this planet north, south, east, and west. Take your strategic positions over every country, state, city, town, village, and hamlet on the planet. Beloved messengers of our Father, Mother, God, reach out your great loving arms and raise up an infinite number of people in every location who are willing to participate in the faithful use of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Assist each of these people in understanding the importance of the violet flame now being offered to humanity by our Father, Mother, God, to relieve us from all of our human distresses. The conscious use of this mighty power from the heart of God is causing to be established now within every one of these places great force fields of the violet flame, which will continue to bathe every person, place, condition, or thing until humanity's human miscreations are transmuted back into light and the body of Mother Earth is healed and restored to her original pristine beauty. Now, through the clarion call of the I Am Presence of all humanity and the legions of light throughout infinity, the violet flame begins to expand and expand. It is merging with the immortal victorious threefold flame, blazing in every person's heart, and it is expanding as a tremendous starburst of light. This miraculous influx of the violet flame is increasing to the intensity and power of 1,000 suns. Beloved legions of light associated with the fifth dimensional violet flame of God's infinite perfection, we ask you now to blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata within the bodies of Mother Earth until the elements of earth, air, water, fire, and ether are purified and restored to their original divine perfection. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all of the vulnerable areas in the body of Mother Earth and reinforce these areas with bolts of violet lightning. Establish these bolts of violet lightning back and forth through all of the faults, the cracks, the fissures and tectonic plates, and all of the wounds created in the body of Mother Earth through nuclear testing, mining, drilling for oil, and every other human affliction. Beloved ones, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings of every man, woman, and child evolving on earth, whether they are in or out of embodiment, until every person individually and collectively acknowledges and accepts the oneness of all life, and every one of their expressions reflects the reverence for all life. Legions of light blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all of the incoming babies, the children, their parents and guardians, until all youth are raised up in energy, vibration, and consciousness to carry out the directives of their I Am Presence. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all youth centers and activities, all schools, colleges, and universities, all leaders, teachers, instructors, and professors in every line of endeavor, until the flame of God illumination and enlightenment is manifest and eternally sustained. blaze the light of a thousand suns through all religions and spiritual teachings, so that divine love, truth, tolerance, universal sisterhood, and brotherhood will quickly manifest. Now, beloved ones, blaze the light of a thousand suns through all doctors, nurses, healers, hospitals, insurance companies, pharmaceutical conglomerates, and every institution associated with healing of any kind, until divine mercy, healing, compassion, and vibrant health are tangible realities for every evolving soul. Blaze the light of a thousand suns through all banking and financial institutions, all economic systems, all money, and the people associated with monetary interactions of any kind, until every person on earth is openly demonstrating true integrity, honesty, generosity, fairness, abundance, and the God supply of all good things. Blaze the light of a thousand suns through all places of incarceration and all employed there, through every correctional institution, all law enforcement personnel, every judge, jury, and court of law, until divine justice is manifest and eternally sustained. Blaze the light of a thousand suns through all space activities throughout the world, until every nation unites in cooperative service, so that God's will may be manifest with our sisters and brothers throughout the universe. Blaze the light of a thousand suns through the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of humanity, until all disease and human miscreations, its cause and core, is dissolved and transmuted into vibrant health, eternal youth, and physical perfection. Blaze the light of a thousand suns through the food and water industries, and through all of the food and water used for human consumption, until every particle of food and every molecule of water is filled with light. Empower this elemental substance to raise the vibratory action of humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies until physical perfection becomes a sustained, manifest reality for every human being. Blaze the light of a thousand suns in through and around every remaining electron of precious life energy until the immaculate concept of the new earth is manifest and all life evolving here is wholly ascended and free. And so it is. Now, precious hearts, let's work with beloved Mother Mary and her legions of the Immaculate Heart Temple to expand the immortal victorious threefold flame in every person's heart. Every year during the month of May, Mother Mary's Temple of the Immaculate Heart is opened in the inner realms. This May, our I Am presence will draw us into Mother Mary's focus of light in our finer bodies as we sleep at night. And she will work with each of our I Am presences to expand the immortal victorious threefold flame within our hearts, so that we will once again experience this light pulsating in, through, and around our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. During this time, Mother Mary will also give each of us a special blessing and a gift of assistance that will help each of us to increase our ability to serve humanity in the light, in alignment with our divine plans and our highest good. In addition to this facet of the divine plan, throughout the month of May, our Mother God is taking humanity further into the frequencies of transfiguring divine love than we've ever experienced. This is occurring because of the urgency of the hour. This gift of divine intervention is designed to help strengthen humanity's physical bodies at a cellular level, so that we will easily be able to withstand the influx of light from our newly created planetary cause of divine love, which will be anchored through our heart flames into the physical plane of Earth in August during the week of the 13th through the 18th. Throughout the month of May, when each of us goes to sleep at night, our I Am presence is going to escort us into Mother Mary's temple of the Immaculate Heart in the inner realms of illumined truth. Once we're there, Mother Mary, our Mother God, and all of the feminine aspects of divinity are going to bless each of us with greatly empowered frequencies of the transfiguring divine love. Mother Mary has always worked closely with our Mother God, and she is an exponent of the divine feminine presence of God in the physical plane. She has assisted each of us to gradually open our immaculate hearts to receive the new energies from our Mother God, who has now returned to claim this earth with her divine love. This gift from on high is destined to strengthen humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies at an atomic cellular level. This merciful act of divine intervention and grace is recalibrating our DNA and releasing our pre-encoded patterns that will enable us to be powerful forces of love, which we were always destined to be. This unprecedented gift of divine love this month is going to help all of us to easily face any adversity that is surfacing in our lives. It will also help to move us through this vitally important but very difficult process of cleansing that is occurring all over the planet. During this critical time on Earth, Mother Mary is working tenaciously to help each of us expand and to balance the immortal victorious threefold flame in our hearts. Since the return of our Mother God, which is the feminine aspect of divinity within each of us, this balancing process within our threefold flame has been gradually unfolding according to each of our divine plans. Now it is time for this process to take a quantum leap forward through every heart flame, even through the heart flame of the recalcitrant souls that are unconscious of the moment at hand and that do not realize the opportunity that is being presented to them. As we enter the Temple of the Immaculate Heart during the month of May, beloved Mother Mary will embrace each of us in her loving arms. With her embrace, she will awaken within each of us the remembrance of our sojourn with her within her sacred temple prior to this embodiment. We will remember that we came to Earth during this cosmic moment with but one desire, and that is to do God's will. We will understand that we volunteer to be powerful instruments of God during this critical time on Earth, and that we've been training for literally eons of time to fulfill our individual missions. We will also remember that we promise to be the full manifestation of divine love while serving the light in this embodiment. Our Mother God's gift of divine love this month is going to greatly empower our ability to fulfill our divine missions. With Mother Mary's and our Mother God's assistance this month, we will remember that we chose to bring a portion of the divine plan through the veil into physical birth this time. This facet of the divine plan is encoded within each of our heart flames, and Mother Mary is going to remind us of the vow that she took to come and assist us at this time when we were being called to fulfill our divine missions. This is that cosmic moment. And Mother Mary is going to help each of us this month to remember the capacity we have within us already pulsating through our life streams to fulfill our divine purpose with dignity, honor, and God's victorious accomplishment. During the holy month of May, Mother Mary and the feminine aspects of deity serving the earth are going to assist our I Am presence to expand the chalice of our Immaculate Heart, which cradles our immortal victorious threefold flame. The expansion of the chalice of the Immaculate Heart within us will allow our heart flames to pulsate in perfect balance. This is the blue flame of our Father God's divine will, power, and authority. The pink flame of our Mother God's transfiguring divine love, reverence for life, and adoration. And the yellow-gold flame of the Son and Daughter of God's divine wisdom, enlightenment, and illumination. This threefold flame, the pink, blue, and gold flame, the divine balance of love, power, and wisdom, is truly the reflection of the Holy Trinity. It is anchored within our heart, and that connects us directly to our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. As our threefold flame expands to envelop our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional body, our heart flame will blaze forth as a great transfiguring force of divinity within us. We will become aware then of the presence of God in every cell and atom of our beings. This will pave the way for the integration of our crystalline-based solar light bodies. This will occur at a greatly accelerated pace as our solar light bodies integrate into the carbon-based planetary vehicles, our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional earthly bodies. This is a miraculous process that has been unfolding for a time now, and this mystical month of May, it will move forward a quantum leap. Functioning within the frequencies of our solar light bodies, we will be able to consciously magnify the divinity within ourselves and all life on this planet until our upreaching consciousness conducts our new planetary cause of divine love tangibly into the world of form, and the earth is transformed into the immaculate concept of her divine plan, which is heaven on earth. We are each a source of God's blessings, united as one breath, one heartbeat, one energy vibration and consciousness of pure divine love. And together we are dispensing more and more profound gifts from the causal body of God into the physical plane. Through our unified efforts, our Mother God is able to take full dominion and to balance the divine masculine and the divine feminine within us. As this becomes a manifest reality in all of our earthly experiences, we will be lifted up into the oneness of our I Am presence, and the adverse effects of the fall will be permanently healed. The separation will be no more, and we will be eternally one with every particle of life throughout the whole of creation. Our belief in separation and duality will be exposed as an illusion, the great lie that has perpetuated the pain and suffering on this planet. Now, as one unified family of light, let's affirm through that magnificent expanding threefold flame, I am a force of God moving on this planet. I am a force of God moving on this planet. I am a force of God moving on this planet. I am an upward rushing force of vibration and consciousness, which is my immortal victorious threefold flame, the true center of my being. I am an upward rushing force of vibration and consciousness, which is my immortal victorious threefold flame, the true center of my being. I am an upward rushing force of vibration and consciousness, which is my immortal victorious threefold flame, the true center of my being. My balanced threefold flame is my electronic aura spiraling around me. My balanced threefold flame is my electronic aura spiraling around me. My balanced threefold flame is my electronic aura spiraling around me. Love, wisdom, and power of my Father, Mother, God continually flow through my aura. The love, wisdom, and power of my Father, Mother, God continually flow through my aura. The love, wisdom, and power of my Father, Mother, God continually flow through my aura. I am a being of very powerful light, and I am one with all light, the great universal consciousness of all that is. I am a being of very powerful light, and I am one with all light, the great universal consciousness of all that is. I am a being of very powerful light, and I am one with all light, the great universal consciousness of all that is. I am that I am. I am that I am. I am that I am. Now, the collective I Am presence of all humanity affirms, I am a planetary force field of unconditional divine love. The love of God is now thriving on Earth through me. The heart of assimilated divine love, now enveloping the Earth, is transfiguring the primal light substance of my four lower bodies into my solar light bodies of infinite perfection. I am changing the inner conditions for the entire planet, and I am setting this Earth on a new planetary course of divine love. I feel complete unity with all life. And through the holy breath, I in-breathe, assimilate, expand, and project the love of God into every aspect of humanity's day-to-day functioning. And so it is. I now return my attention to the room, and I become aware of my physical body. The light of God is expanding through my heart flame. Gently moving my fingers and toes, I am now alive, alert, awake, and active, and ready to progress forward in my day. Precious hearts, I want to thank you for your willingness to add to the light of the world. And I want to once again just review a little of the information about this cosmic moment that's going to be coming up in August. It's important to understand that we're all going to be in our right and perfect place. Those of us that have the heart call to come to Tucson will serve as a physical transformer. But that is just one facet of the plan. There will be others that will be magnetized to other sacred sites through their I Am presence to various places on the planet. Others will gather in their own location with their individual groups, or they will organize their own activities working in unison with the event going on in Tucson. There will also be those that are working from the solitude of their own sanctuary, weaving their light into our magnificent chalice. Throughout that entire week, August 13th through the 18th, 2011, we will be working in the eternal moment of now. So wherever you are on the planet and whatever you are doing, you will be able to weave your energy into our collective activity. This will allow our new planetary cause of divine love, those patterns of perfection that reflect the reverence of all life, the oneness of all life, and the divinity of the I Am presence within every threefold flame. It's critical that lightworkers from around the world participate in this activity of light in whatever way you are directed to participate. We do need to have a group gathered in Tucson, which we will, in perfect alignment with the divine plan. And in addition to those who are inspired to be physically present, there will be those all over the world that are joining with us in consciousness, projecting their light into the physical gathering in Tucson, Arizona. And our unified efforts will be expanded 1,000 times 1,000-fold. Know that every lightworker is going to be in his or her right and perfect place, and no part of the divine plan is any more important than another. What is important is that we respond to whatever our I Am presence is guiding us to do. And know that the company of heaven will assist us in paving the way with whatever assistance we need. All we have to do is ask for divine intervention and open our hearts through trust and knowing that we are fulfilling our divine plan. We must trust and know that if we are being guided to be physically in Tucson or any place else, our I Am presence in the company of heaven will assist us, whether we need assistance with time, energy, money, better health, whatever it is, to accomplish our divine mission. Once again, the vehicle that's going to be used for the gathering in Tucson is the 25th Annual World Congress on Illumination. And the event will take place August 13th through the 18th, which is the week that these energies will be pouring into the planet. This will occur during the 25th celebration of Harmonic Convergence. We will gather within the beautiful Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort in Tucson, Arizona. This exquisite resort is within the portal of Transfiguring Divine Love. And all of the information that you will need to participate in this unprecedented opportunity is available on our website, eraofpeace.org. That's www.eraofpeace.org. Precious hearts, I want to thank you for all of the light you are adding to the world. Thank you for joining with us today and join with us again next week as we continue utilizing these magnificent energies that are pouring into the planet through the mystical month of May. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.